Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
It's good!
O'Chara! Pasternak!
It's good!
95 The Sports Hub is the home of every Bruins playoff game. Streaming anywhere on the Sports Hub app. The playoffs play here. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The questions can begin. Terry Rozier will dribble out the clock. It will hit triple zeros. And after 4 years of overachievement, 4 years of going farther than they should have, 4 years of tantalizing their fans about what was possible, a market correction in 2019 for the Boston Celtics, and a season uncomfortable from the start, ends with a whimper tonight in Milwaukee. The final score, Milwaukee 116, Boston 91. The Bucks are on to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 18 years. And the Celtics, a major player, enter what is going to be one of the most fascinating off-seasons in NBA history.
So many thoughts about this team, this Celtics team. I just decided to roll over and die at the end of the year. As Tony Mass so eloquently tweeted last night, "See us die" is what he wrote instead of "See us rise."
Yeah, the rise shirts were not good for them.
"See us die" is what he tweeted. He's such a negative prick. Anyway,
you know what's funny is to see the Celtic Twitter, and like, you know, they take them and they're all like high fiving in the tunnel and they get fired up to go out before the game. Like,
yeah,
let's go shock the world, you know? And they tweet that out, and then to see all the replies after, like, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Good luck.
Yeah.
Maz called it yesterday, though, and he wasn't the only one. I heard him yesterday saying, like, if you are anywhere near that arena tomorrow night, about midway through the first quarter, don't stand next to the doors outside because the doors are getting blown off. The Celtics are going to get blew out.
And they did.
Off the hinges, blowout in Milwaukee last night.
Over early.
Yeah.
Very early.
Oh, yeah.
Decided very early. It was over. And so they lose last night. Not a shocking result. You know, I was hoping that they could extend it. I thought that could have been fun if they extended the series. Would have liked them to have extended it. They couldn't even do that. Couldn't even do that for us. Really disappointing end to what was a disappointing season. We all believe they came up short, right?
Yes.
They did not get to where they were supposed to go.
Right.
As I think more about expectations with this team, we talked about expectations from day one of them coming in back in early fall to today. Expectations. You know why they came up short of their expectations and why their expectations were what they were? Because they had a healthy Kyrie Irving and they had Gordon Hayward back. And I wonder today what those expectations would have been had they not had those two players. Had they just brought back the same group that was on the floor, last year at this time in the Eastern Conference Finals, with just the kids, with Terry Rozier being your point guard, with Brown and Tatum, and just the young guys.
You change the shirts to building blocks. You don't need to see us rise. It's just the continuation.
Would you have been saying day one,
you're playing with house money?
Would you have
been
saying that they're going back to the Eastern Conference Finals, that the same result would have been the, you know, expected of them had you brought back the same group? No Kyrie Irving, no Gordon Hayward.
No LeBron in the East.
No LeBron in the East.
See, but they went up against LeBron in the Eastern Conference Final. That's the first thing I thought of too, Jim. Like, if it were the same group and you're just looking at everything the same, say, you know what? Here's what I would have thought. They could make it back to the Eastern Conference Finals again. I mean, it's going to be tougher. Toronto got better, and Philadelphia.
But you wouldn't expect them to
figure things out. But you know, Cleveland is a totally different dynamic now, and that was the juggernaut of the East. So I would have gone with they could actually make it back. Instead, my mantra was, oh, this automatically book it now, Eastern Conference Finals, and they'll probably win. There's no reason why this team shouldn't be going to the NBA Finals. This team should advance out of the East.
But you wouldn't feel like you had the rug pulled out from under you like you did after last night. I think people would have taken taken them for what it's worth, whether it's house money, whether you're playing with it. You get in there and you understand what like a team like Philly is, and you see everything they've drafted and the picks they have. And say you would go 6 or 7 games and lose Eastern Conference Finals to Philly. You would simply, okay. Lost a good, young, talented team. That's what we are. We want to be them.
So in terms
you're
of how
not
you,
them anymore.
You should feel today going forward, if you are of the mindset that, you know, Kyrie coming back made the team worse, then you should probably feel great.
You got three $30 million players.
The team's going to head in the right direction automatically going into next year.
Wait, what?
You should. You should feel
Hold
great.
On. I can't. I missed that jump.
If you think that Kyrie coming back was the problem, then you should feel better right away.
No. You see, you equate similar expectations to Kyrie being the problem.
No, what I'm saying is if you think the team was made worse with Kyrie and that you would have preferred the kids and your expectations with the kids were the same, getting back to the Eastern Conference Finals and whoop-de-doo.
I don't think they were
building
worse
blocks.
With Kyrie. I don't think they were worse
I don't
with
either.
Kyrie.
I think it's like,
I don't either.
I'm shocked.
I think they're better with Kyrie. I've always said they're better with Kyrie.
Which makes me
laugh.
And
which is why today I'm very, very disappointed in this year, because I expected them to go further with Kyrie, and they came up shorter with Kyrie. So it's very disappointing. But for those of you that are down on Kyrie, well, then you've got ammo. Your side has the ammo to say, look, he made them worse.
The Terry Rozier audio.
I'm helping your argument, people. I'm helping it.
Terry Rozier makes me laugh.
Don't trust me, though.
He sacrificed so much for the
betterment
of the team. Terry freaking Rozier.
It's a trap.
You know what I mean?
It always is.
Like, what are you going to do? You're going to play Danny Etling, or you're going to play Tom Brady? Like, that'd be like Danny Etling at the end of the year when he gets eliminated. I dealt a lot of BS this year, man.
There is this line in the sand.
No, Zoe, that's nothing like Danny
Etling. Of course it is. That's why I'm ignoring
it. Jim, are you going to play?
There's a line in the sand.
Danny Etling lead a team to the conference finals?
Okay.
Danny Etling's like nobody. He's not even on the team.
Okay.
There's a line in the sand. There's a line in the sand. You're either with the kids and the team.
It's Nick Foles. That's what it is.
There's a line in the sand. You're either with the kids that played last year in the Eastern Conference Finals, or you're with Kyrie and the vets that you thought were going to help this team and make the team better and bring them further into the playoffs and maybe even get them to the finals this year. You're on one of two sides on this thing. You are. And I'm on the side of the vets, and I'm really on the side of Kyrie in this. I think that's been made pretty clear here the last, you know, year or last really week as we talk a lot about it. But last night after the game, you started to hear, if you're on the side of the kids in last year's team, you heard your side of it. You heard your guys. Mm-hmm. You heard Terry Rozier. You heard Scary Terry. Scary Terry had his say after the game last night.
How's the shirt sales this year? Are they pretty good?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to check in on that. You know, find out for us, please.
Did Bledsoe come back in for a game?
Scary Terry had his say. And I think it proves the point that these kids took what they did last year, thought they had somehow made it, thought that
they
had somehow
right.
established themselves as winners in this league and guys that had figured it all out and had really accomplished something and thought that they had arrived and really hadn't.
So unlike Kyrie, thinking using your past to think you've arrived.
Yeah, the difference with Kyrie Irving is he's got a ring to show for it and has actually gone through the entire playoffs and won a ring. And I know that
when he was a young guy on a team, they brought in a superstar that actually backed it up and actually won. That's why he has a ring.
Okay, but he has a ring, and whether or not he had help from a veteran or not, he's got one, and the other kids don't. So check the scoreboard, okay? He has one. He's got one in the trophy case at home, and he hit the biggest shot of his franchise's history in Cleveland. Fact.
That stamps you.
Okay.
Yeah.
He hit the biggest shot in the history of the city of Cleveland.
Yeah.
Nobody else on this roster can say something like that. He's got a moment that nobody else can say they've got anything close to on this Celtics roster. So the point is, those guys haven't done anything like Kyrie has done. So listen, I'm just saying, those guys think they've arrived. They think they've got it.
Go back to the Jaylen Brown audio about winning how many now. I like the way Jaylen Brown plays.
Terry Rozier, what? Does he see himself as an equal to Kyrie Irving? It sounds like it. I mean, listen to him. Do we have some sound from last night? Listen to Terry Rozier after the game. He dealt with a lot this year. Mm. He faced a lot of BS.
Definitely didn't go the way we all want. But, I thank God for my family and my boys back at the crib. They kept me level-headed all year because I've been dealing with some bullshit. I feel like we still all had that one goal. It wasn't easy on Coach dealing with a lot of guys that want to be great, trying to get there. So, like I said, it's been tough. It's been a tough year, especially for me. But it ain't about me. That's why.
Yeah, get out.
About you, then what's all the BS you've been dealing with?
Tough year, man. Thank God for his kid. Hey, he got his boys kept him in check. Man.
So you haven't been crying about your minutes? You're telling us that you're happy with your role? Then what's the BS?
You ever meet with the coach? You ever talk about it with Danny? You ever try and get it squared away? Try to earn more minutes? Who are you going to play? Kyrie freaking Irving or Terry Rozier? What kind of BS are you dealing with? You going to throw that in this head coach's lap? If you're Brad Stevens, who are you going to play? If you're Danny Ainge, who are you going to tell the coach to play? If you're the owner, or if you're Pags, who do you want your coach to play? The guy that brought the fireworks, not the guy that brought the sparklers.
You think the player should like it?
What?
You think that guy should like it?
What guy?
The guy that beat the Bucks last year? The guy that led this team to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Another
as a player?
Guy.
So you're a former player. Think of it as a player.
Yeah.
Think of it from his perspective.
But I understand the realization of what my league is comprised of. And that first rounders and premier talents get every chance and second chances and third and fourth and
he was
and fifth.
A first rounder too.
And know your spot. Is he really a first rounder? I remember when they drafted him in
the
first round.
He was picked in the first round, yeah.
People went, oh, no, not the kid from Louisville. I remember it. Remember your little draft parties we covered? Yeah.
Do you think he thinks of himself like that, though?
No, he shouldn't because they're cocky SOBs.
How do you respond? How do you respond
to
the court?
Players.
How do you respond on the court this year?
The best in the world at what they do.
Do you get better or worse this year? Which way did he go? He played better or worse this year?
When he had minutes or when he came off the bench? When he came off the bench, he got worse.
How did he play? How did he play? When he had opportunities, how did he play? Was he better this year or was he better last year? At the end of the
year. He was better last year when he had more minutes, yes.
Of course he was.
Absolutely.
Because he pouted and he cried and he had bad attitude.
Bryce sulked all year.
And he came out last night. And you saw an unfold display last night.
See, everybody will put it on Kyrie and blame him for setting this mood in
exactly.
that locker room.
Exactly.
But if Kyrie's sitting there and go, here's my freaking backup, bitching and
did
sulking.
Kyrie Irving have a bad attitude? Absolutely. No doubt about it. But why is Kyrie's attitude, why is he responsible for the bad attitude of Terry Rozier all year?
Leadership.
Because
I had the minutes last year. Now I'm going to go on the bench for this guy who's doing this stuff.
Yeah. Who's
that's his attitude.
Who's twice the player that he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's twice the player Terry Rozier is. I'm sorry, Terry, he is. Kyrie Irving's a much better player than you are and always will be. You will never touch what Kyrie Irving is.
Put him on any team with any coach,
sorry.
And which coach is going to play him over
fine.
Kyrie.
The guy is a bad player. He is, he's self-pride, whatever. But I don't care about that. Just don't put the blame, fans. I'm not talking about the guys themselves now. The fans shouldn't be putting the bad attitude of Terry Rozier on Kyrie Irving.
You thought it was
this is my issue with the Kyrie Irving blame this week. Yes, Kyrie Irving. Poor leader, bad attitude. Agreed. We can all agree on that this year.
But did he attempt to change?
He did a bad job leading the team. He did not have a good attitude. We all see it. We all agree on that. But that doesn't mean that he's responsible for the bitchy attitude of Terry Rozier. He's not. That's not him. That's Terry Rozier.
So you're going to wait till it's done.
He's an adult, too, even though he sometimes doesn't act like it.
I'm just saying Rozier has the right to bitch for however
say
these played
3 months ago.
And we have a right,
3 months
and
ago.
We have a right to hear it and say, you sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
I have a feeling if Jim Rome came in and they said, you know what, Beetle, you're going to slide to the side. Jim Rome's going to host the midday show. Even though the ratings are great, you're
what
good.
Up?
You
What's
brought
up?
Us to number one, right?
Scotty Z.
Yeah. Jim Rome comes in. Maybe back they in. Finish number two. You're just going to keep your mouth shut?
Sports Hub is burning.
Except I wasn't filling in for somebody. It's my show. It's Zoe's show.
Yeah. See the name?
I have a hard time believing you wouldn't be bitching if something like that happened.
Of course he would. That would make him
and
better.
Anybody would. Everyone has the right to.
That's sort.
You should feel like that.
That's not a good. That's not a good like analogy though. You got to come up with a better analogy if you're going to use the real life analogy.
He's trying to put it in your lap. That's what he's trying.
Right. What's a better analogy? Come up with a better one then.
I like your Foles one. I like your Nick Foles Wentz one.
Except Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. That's the only downside of that.
That analogy. Is down. Your analogy is bad too. So I mean that's it really isn't one. It's tough. It really is.
617-779-0985.
Whew, people want to talk. Huh?
That's what it sounds like if you're on the side of the kids. That's what it sounds like. You know, everything's Kyrie's fault. And then listen to your side. Listen to those kids.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown, he complained last night too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did too.
At least he came to
he
play
had issues.
Last night.
I'll he take had him. Issues. And Brad Stevens actually backed up the kids a little bit too.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll hear from him. All this is on the way. We'll pick through the carcass that is the Boston Celtics today. They went out on the floor last night and decided that they weren't going to give it even a try. They just decided to quit and give up and end this thing and go on vacation. And they went out with a whimper.
At least they got
last
that
night in Milwaukee.
Got a nice facility you could still hang
a
out.
Disastrous end out. Of their season. A joke.
Nice building over there, though.
A joke.
If Rome came here, would it be Zoe and Rome or Rome and Zoe?
Zoe and Rome.
Yeah, you can have
I
them.
I think Rome would get high billing on that.
617-779-0985. We'll get your calls all day long as well. Don't go anywhere.
Little man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Springfield.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
What's just your general thoughts on the Celtics? Because obviously, you know, they got restricted free agent status, so they can match.
No comment.
Well, if you want the kids and Terry Rozier to be the team, he doesn't want you. He doesn't want Boston. That's him. No commenting last night. Celtics have the right to match. See you later.
Adios, amigos.
Dude thinks he's an all-star. He's not. You'll be fine.
That's a no comment. He doesn't want to come back, or a no comment. Let's see what happens with the rest of the squad.
That's a no comment. I don't want to come back.
That's I'm pissed off.
He had another comment last night about wanting to be fully embraced. Did you see that one? I don't think we have the sound of that one. What did he say? I feel like I sacrificed the most. I read one today. I got to find it. But that he wants to go to a place where he's fully embraced. That's where he wants to go. Yeah. Yeah.
Go back to Louisville.
He wants out. He wants to go. He wants out of here. So, bye. I think the Celtics will be okay without that's scary Terry.
You know what? If you're them, you're like, hey, thanks for helping us start to get ready for next year.
I think you'll be okay. Yeah. I think you'll be all right without scary Terry. As long as, again, I hope Kyrie Irving stays. My hope is that Kyrie Irving now doesn't have to deal with that.
How about him changing his shoes at halftime?
Yeah, well, I mean,
hey, it's not
fresh
working.
Set of kicks.
Try everything. Get a shower or something.
Friends weren't working out.
I used to play with guys who were like, you know, go ahead and shower at halftime just to like just stay busy. Hurry up and get out of this. Put on dry clothes. All sweaty. I'm like, oh.
Jaylen Brown last night after the game. Here he is, another one of the young guys who I like. I mean, we all like Jaylen Brown. We like what he actually brought on the court
that dude,
in this series.
He's got balls. I'm not
saying Jaylen Brown needs to go anywhere. Let me just make that clear.
Nope.
What do you think you can take out of what your guys' experience was and was tonight?
So I agree with Samet. It's a lot to learn. I'm 22 years old. I know I got a lot to learn. But I think, you know, we got older guys on our team, and I think they'll say the same thing. They got a lot to learn, too. So that's a part of it.
He's still digesting it. So, I mean,
everybody's got a lot to learn.
I have no problem with
I'm 22. I've got a lot to learn, but the older guys have a lot to learn, too. That's as far as he was willing to
it's
go.
Not like, I got screwed.
Yeah, that
I gave so much for this.
That wasn't so much the woe is me as Terry Rozier wanted to go. Terry Rozier was a victim as he will tell you and told you last night. He was a victim.
Yeah, because you like Jalen Brown as a player. You don't like Terry Rozier as a player.
No, listen to the comments. Read the comments, Jim.
Number one Rozier
You can't tell
fan.
The difference between what Terry Rozier was saying and how victimized he was by the Celtics this year and what Jalen Brown said. At least Jalen Brown said, me and everybody else, we have our issues.
Who are you going to play?
He did admit himself.
He did. He put it on everybody.
Yeah. It's the same message.
Did he put it out that he was dealing with things and like,
I dealt with some BS. I dealt with more than anybody.
That's what Terry Rozier said.
That's true, yes. He lost the most minutes of anybody.
Yeah, Terry Rozier played himself up as a victim last night. Jalen Brown did not.
Thank God for my family and my friends, because I really didn't want to be here, and they made me feel comfortable. You know, they helped me get through the tough times. He doesn't know what tough times are. This guy, that's an easy one. You know, if you're sitting there contemplating things like, wow. Here you are. Season ends that night. He's going to start. I dealt with a lot of BS this year. Flat out said that. Okay, thanks. You're the backup. Yeah.
Here's what he said to, I found a story. He said, I'm looking forward to a family, a team that treats me like a family, and that's going to invest in me all the way. Terry Rozier, last night.
Well, investment, too, is money.
Yeah. That's what he said.
That's security.
I feel like I sacrificed the most, is what he told Yahoo Sports off to the side last night.
So I wouldn't take the money into it, because he was asked about the Celtics matching the offer. Oh, so investing. The money would be the same if they – I think whatever money he gets, he wants to play.
We want you. We want to pay you. We're going to play you. That's investing.
He needs a family.
That's fair.
He needs a family.
Even if somebody pays him, he doesn't want them to match if they're going to sit him on the bench.
Family. What a bunch of nonsense that is. He wants a team that's going to play him.
Yeah.
He wants minutes, playing time, and nonsense about family. He wants to play. That's what he wants.
It's always
about minutes with these guys. That's all it's ever about. How much are you playing me? How much am I playing? Therefore, how much am I getting paid? It's about minutes and money. It's not that hard. It's not that hard of an equation. Minutes and money. It's all it is.
You know how you do
it. It's not about feeling the love from the coach or about, you know, your family or none of this crap. Minutes and money. That's all they want.
Yeah, you do your Brad Marchand thing.
Well, big Brad Marchand. Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Do it, Rosie.
Scary Terry.
Boston Celtics.
Oh, no. Here he comes.
Not the one with the long face. He goes, ooh.
Ooh. Not so scary this year. I don't think he's scared anybody.
It might not be about minutes and money for Kyrie, though, because he might not take the most money to stay here. He might go somewhere else.
I think he's here.
He's got plenty of money here, plenty of minutes here. He might not stay here, though.
I think Kyrie is 98% staying because I think he's got something to prove.
I think he's going to stay.
He leaves
because
he's a
I think
dog.
The Celtics are ready to do something dramatic.
Yep.
That's what I think.
Because you don't, Danny, there's, hey, as good as last year was, right? Just remember the wrap up stuff at the end of the year. We got a long way to go. We're not happy, you know. Like they liked what they did. It was sort of like a blessing. Like, hey, let's enjoy it. But we're far from where we need to be. And then they, you know, get all their guys back, and this happened this year.
I hear Jalen Brown though last night, and correction. I can't help but think about what he was saying prior to the start of the year, talking about the multiple championships that they were going to win. Though.
They felt
and,
stamped,
and how
dude.
They basically. I think he basically said they had won at one last year somehow.
Well, I
think he forgot that they lost.
He got
to
caught
LeBron
up too.
Last year.
He got caught up right after LeBron left Cleveland. Like that's. Oh, wow. Now that definitely goes through.
You know what I would have loved to have heard Jalen Brown say last night, and maybe he will say it in the coming days? Not that he needs to learn something or that the rest of the team needs to learn something. I would like to hear him say that he did learn something, that it's hard to win, and that he took what they had done last year for granted.
I'm not going to do that again.
And that he thought winning was easy based on last year, and it turns out it's not easy. Turns out that winning is hard. Turns out that what he had experienced, the level of success that they had experienced early in his career, he didn't realize how hard that actually was to repeat or do again. I would have loved to have heard that, but maybe we will hear that in the coming days. Yeah.
And maybe if Jason Tatum quits hanging around with Kobe, maybe you could get with Jalen Brown a little bit. Watch how he attacks the rim and goes to the hole a little bit. Watch the intensity he plays.
I don't think that's what Jason Tatum wants to do.
Yeah, of course not.
He wants to be a shooter.
Call the shooter tutor. Get that thing with the balls where he kicks all the balls. I can sit there and just launch.
How about that
time Gordon Hayward went to the bucket? Yeah, you know, there's Jalen and there's Jason Tatum 4 feet at top of the key outside the 3-point extended, just hanging out there, hands on his hips while someone's trying to go to the ball. go to the hole, try and get a rebound.
All right, you want to get to Kyrie now?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, we've given you the other stuff. Let's get to Kyrie Irving and his post game last night. Has anyone checked on the Celtics chartered flight back to Boston? Did they land safely? Can we?
Grandy was checking in from 30,000 feet. He had a long post.
He did?
Yeah.
Have they landed, though, safely back here?
I don't know. I know that Grandy thanked everyone for listening to him and Max all season long.
Jim, if we could maybe send him a text and maybe find out, because I know that that was a major concern of Kyrie's last night. You'll hear from Kyrie Irving.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Springfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yeah. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
You know, they played hard. They did unbelievable things with their rotations. And, you know, Mike put them in some great positions to be successful, as well as guys coming in off the bench playing well, playing steady. You know, you got Ersan and George, and, you know, they're just leading that second unit. And I think Giannis and Chris did a great job of leading their group, as well as Eble coming in and filling in where he could as well. I think collectively as a group, they really outplayed us as a group.
I love you, Kyrie, but once again, you were a total pain in the ass after the game last night. Oh, my God. Can't help himself. Oh, Mike Budenholzer was great. Their bench was great. Everything the Bucks did was great. He's, like, thrilled that the Bucks are going on to the finals. The Eastern Conference Finals, that is. Like, what?
Their superstar was great, too.
What the hell? He's, like, cherishing the moment that the Bucks are going on to the next series.
Giannis didn't even have to kick it into, you know, third gear. He just cruised last night. You got beat by like guys like George
Hill. Was that not the strangest moment of that press conference last night when he was talking about them going on to the next round? It was almost like he was a member of the Bucks. I was like, what is this?
Keep all your options open.
What is happening, Kyrie? Kyrie, you played for the Celtics. You lost the game. You didn't win the game.
Not anymore.
You lost tonight,
the
Kyrie.
The final buzzer went off. He doesn't play for the Celtics anymore.
He's free. You're right, Jim, though. He's free agent.
What the hell? You lost the game, Kyrie. You're not playing anymore. What is this? Oh, well, you know, they're going on. Really, it's really great. Excited to see it. Like, what?
So, like,
huh?
Go to Milwaukee then.
What are you going to play for them next year? Is this?
You got that flight tracker on a Celtics plane?
Yeah, good news. Good news.
Where are we at?
Well, the flight, Delta 8919, left Milwaukee 10:55 Central Time. Landed at 1:57 a.m. Eastern time. Landed at Hanscom.
Okay.
And that was the Celtics flight. Boeing 757-200.
Do they do physicals on the plane, or do you think they come back here and do a couple sign-outs? At what point do you think Kyrie got on a plane to head to Charlotte?
They topped out at 39,000 feet. Don't know what kind of weather they had, but...
What'd they eat?
From what it looks like here, they had a comfortable flight back from Milwaukee.
Delta one's a big one. They had
pop chips.
I know that it was a major concern because last night when Kyrie was asked about, you know, what the future held for him, he was looking forward to just trying to get back to Boston.
Did you like
last
blue
night.
Chips?
It was first thing on his mind.
When you kind of look forward to this summer, just in general, what kind of things are you looking for, I guess, in your life? And what kind of things, kind of situations would be a positive situation that you want to be in?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just trying to make it back to Boston first, you know, safely. Get to see my family, decompress, you know, do what human beings do.
That's a good answer.
We're only human. He's only
born
human.
Born to make mistakes.
He's only human. He wanted to get on that plane, make sure that they went from one destination to another as humans, yes, safely. Oh. Safely from one place to another. 877 miles that flight was to go from
give a little bit of heart
Milwaukee to Bedford.
You know, that's got a little. You know, that's got the same beat.
You know that human song?
Yes.
She cheats on him too.
Who?
So the Bucks are awesome. Kyrie wants to get back to Boston safely. It wasn't the only time that he was asked, though, about what the future is going to hold for him. He did get asked, you know, in a number of different ways, and he sort of shot down the question a number of different times.
What will you do for the next 6-7 weeks before you have a big decision to make? And is Boston a place that you would consider coming back?
I mean, you know, truth be told, it's no time to be disappointed. I think that, you know, you take your lessons, you take your ass whooping that they handed us, and you move on. You know, it's a basketball journey. Obviously, you know, you want to keep playing, but they put a halt to that, and they deserve this series. They played like they wanted it, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing them going to the Eastern Conference Finals and playing their next opponent. You know, it was a great opponent for me to play against for the rest of my career, because I know I won't forget something like this. And you know, the taste of feeling defeat and you know, in this type of style, you know, being down 1-4, you know, I haven't felt. So you know, for me, it's just moving on to the next thing, and just seeing where that ends up.
The most bizarre answer I've ever heard.
The ending of it, yes. Prior to that, I don't have much of a problem with what he said, but he said, just looking forward to the next part of the journey. What? That means you're
I've
home.
Never heard someone act so excited about being down 1-4. That's new. Never heard that before.
Well, it's a learning process. You've never been there before.
Yeah, I've never been down 1-4
so
before.
You went on those like AAU called circuits, those tournaments, right?
Yeah.
Maybe your daughter played a game. They lost a tough one in the semifinals, but like her friends on that team that made the finals. Yeah. So she's not disappointed. She's going to stick around and watch him play.
He's down 1-4.
That's what
she's
they do.
She's excited to watch him play in the finals.
He's viewing it very academically.
Right.
He's got like a, you know,
AAU crap.
There's no time to be disappointed.
Don't let your kids play AAU.
This is no time to be disappointed.
No.
It's the first time he's ever been down 1-4. He's going to remember this for the rest of his life.
You know, he's
looking forward to the next series.
Approaching it very scientifically, like his flat earth theory. It's like, this was very interesting. Did you see what happened there?
What
we
kind
got
of
our
answer
asses
was that?
Kicked up and down the court for 4 out of 5 games, which hadn't happened to me before in a controlled experiment. This was, you know, a new variable being brought in.
More
guys who just didn't care and couldn't play and got their asses kicked by a guy from Greece. Very interesting.
Very open-minded.
It's got nothing to do with me anymore, which is why I can be so studious about this. I'm very interested in what happened out there tonight. I will take this with me to my next stop in my NBA career.
And this is part of the problem with the elaboration of the thinker, the guy that needs to tell you way more than what you need. Just quickly answer it and get out.
We'll have more from Kyrie. We will hear from Brad Stevens. And coming up next, we're giving away another copy of 3 Games to Glory and tickets to the Patriots Hall of Fame. So stay tuned for that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Plenty of people here are speculating about your future, and certainly this summer. Did uncertainty over that weigh on you in any way in this series?
No.
Uncertainty did not weigh on Kyrie Irving at all.
Human.
That's all he is. wants to get back to Boston and decompress.
Well, life teaches you things.
They landed at 1:57 a.m. Thankfully, I mean,
yeah.
Well, really, sorry, I bumped the mic. I mean, he was very concerned about getting back safely.
Well, safely, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was odd.
Hashtag blessed, you know?
First and foremost, I want to get back to Boston safely.
I mean, there's major concern.
It was so turbulent coming out here.
Maybe he thought he was coming back on one of those Boeing Max 8s, you know? Maybe he thought they were taking one of those back.
What, are you going to choke on a pop chip and someone had
I mean, what the hell? What is that? Well, first of all, guys, you know, let's wait till we get back home before we answer any questions about the basketball game. Let's get back home safely before we talk about this. All right.
Yeah. When did the Celtics crew turn into Apollo 13? Like, is that an issue?
Hey guys, let's complete the slingshot around the moon
before we start
talking about getting beat by the Bucks. If you don't mind,
if you open,
we're
going
to have to use the lem as a lifeboat over here. Yeah. We don't even know if we're going to get out of Milwaukee's atmosphere.
We want you to take that piece of gum wrapper, the foil gum wrapper.
And listen, Houston,
twist it around your finger.
We got a main bus B. Okay, we're not going to sit here talking about the loss to Milwaukee yet. All right.
I don't know if we have the master alarm.
Hey,
I don't know if we're going to have the volts to lower the landing gear when we get to Hanscom. I mean, it's all about the sequence, Beetle. It's the sequence.
You ever sat one of those Delta pods? Yeah. They're like this, man. Like, you literally sit down and it just flattens you out. The movie screen comes right over the top. You have a nice little light right here. They can bring your food, drink. He had a really tough flight, I'm sure. Those pods, man, you can't get any sleep.
You don't even know that they have those. You have no idea.
I saw the plane. I saw when they boarded it because Gordon Hayward had his family on it. They take the bigger one out. They got the pods. Gordon Hayward.
Oh.
Gordon Hayward.
When they were boarding the plane before they went.
Okay, hold on.
Quiet.
Let's listen to his entire postgame. Ready?
Okay.
All right. All right, there it is. That was Gordon Hayward postgame. You heard it.
All right, guys. I got to go.
That was him ducking out again before the media.
Can there be more of an anemic player?
He doesn't give a damn. That guy doesn't care. $32 million, doesn't care. Got his money, got his contract. He's going home to play video games.
Stuck with him.
Mm-hmm. Stuck.
Did his wife post anything?
Crawford.
Last night?
Crawford 2.0.
Murray trolls are on Instagram.
Gordon Crawford. That's what
he is. Daddy's always happy. Don't worry.
Crawford.
I didn't ask for this in my life.
Crawford.
Could you turn the video games off?
Brad Stevens last night. I know that many people have said, why put any blame on Brad Stevens? Brad Stevens blamed himself last night, saying that he did a bad job. That's what he said after the game. Respect this answer.
One of the hallmarks of your teams going back to the beginning has been the fights and the good habits that you're talking about. This season was really not much of that. What was different about this team?
I mean, that's probably the part that eats at me the most, right? 12 years, been a head coach for 12 years, and, you know, we let go of the rope more and cracked more than we probably should have. And we need to be better than that. But the team that doesn't crack usually wins, and these guys just kept, again, pounding at us. I'll be the first to say that this is, you know, as far as any other year that I've been a head coach, it's certainly been the most trying. I think I did a bad job.
Okay. I mean, I think it's an honest answer. I think the game has changed, obviously, from the collegiate level to where you get a guy like Kyrie Irving. I don't think he coaches Kyrie. It's his job to elevate the other four. And they didn't respond. For whatever reason, he didn't make it mesh. He didn't make it work. His job is to find a way to get the four supplemental players to help rally around the superstar and do the best that they can with what they're given. And that did not happen. His job is to coach Tatum, Brown, I think Baines. You get Baines in there to bang around. But from a mentality standpoint, you had Gordon Hayward in college. You know, if he's meeting with this psychiatrist and this mental coach and trying to get the confidence up, part of that is on the head coach too. I go back to stuff that I know the player more so than anybody. What else can I do here to make him help him respond in a positive way? And it never came together for them. See, I don't really think he has to coach Al or Kyrie. But can he learn from timing of when to call timeout when things are getting away? Can he look back on points in the year and say, okay, this is where I need to be different next year? That's tough, and I think he will learn from that. I respect him for being accountable. I don't know what more people want him to say. Yeah, I did a bad job. That's on me. You should. You should say that type of stuff. I think he was good there. But how much do you really think he coaches guys like Kyrie and Al? You know? Ultimately, you know the offense runs off them with the pick and roll, but what other things can you do, you know, other than, I don't know, like you hear Jalen Rose talk about it the other day, and, you know, Kyrie's a guy that needs the ball. It's a ball-dominant player, and, you know, Brad's system isn't that fit for that. Well, why can't Brad adjust and make that work and sort of have that mesh? That's a problem for them moving forward if Kyrie's here.
Steven's talked about some of the pressure on the team this year, expectations, some of the noise about the, you know, impending drama of the offseason and guys going, guys possibly coming, all of that. And references both Tatum and Brown in his answer. And he sort of catches himself a little bit. But have a listen here what he has to say.
When you talk about some of the outside things about the future, you said it didn't affect you. Do you think it affected guys on the inside longer, sure, or maybe more than it should have?
Well, I don't want to speculate for individuals, Vince, but there's no question. I mean, they have TVs, they have phones, they have, like, they hear everything. Mm-hmm. And to be quite candid, like, when you live in it, you do your best to kind of just block out the noise and do your best to focus on what you can control. But these guys are also young men, and there's a lot of pressure to live up to all these expectations, to put on a cape, to do all those things, and that's hard to do. And so I really, like, I always say this about, and I always kind of reference Jason and Jalen. I mean, I can't imagine handling what they have to handle at 20 and 22. Like, I can't fathom it. I would have cracked long, long, long ago, right? So I've been given the time to grow up and be 42 now. Those guys have done a really good job of just kind of staying the course and trying to become the best they can be. The other thing I told the team, Vince, in there was all this stuff that we've been through, they'll all be better because of it.
Okay.
It may, you know, didn't show itself on this stage by any means. They'll all be better because of it, because we learned a lot.
He's giving you something there by singling those two guys out because they're 22 and 23. He's going back to his days at Butler saying
20 and 22.
Or, yeah, 20 and 22. Like, those are sophomores and juniors that I coach in Butler, who are still just lining up with backpacks on and, you know, moms washing their clothes. But these guys are playing in the NBA now.
He sort of sides with them there, right?
Right. Because I'd
like to know on what, what part? Like, what are you siding with them on? Like,
this.
What would they have cracked on? What? This,
that they didn't get enough leadership from the older guys.
What, that they were in a trade rumor?
Well, wait a minute. No.
That at the trade deadline, you know, Jason Tatum's name came up? Is that what we're talking about?
No, I think it's they're playing a big boy
that
game.
That they got called out by Kyrie Irving?
That they were the focus of the team last playoffs, and now they're not even close to the focus of the team.
That they can't deal with that, and this is the point where I needed better.
When you're not an adult, leadership. You're only 22 years old.
They're still
that
looking.
Yet.
That they, he's telling you that they're still. He's like, I'm so impressed with what they've been able to handle, because they're still being. They still need to be nurtured and brought along and taught things because they're babies. They are, and that's telling you that I didn't get enough from the older guys to help them along. You know, he's like, these are guys I coach as sophomores in college. And he even said, I've been here 12 years as head coach now. I've learned things too, but I respect them more for dealing what they've had to deal with, because we lacked what we needed from the veteran. Did Gordon Hayward give you anything? I mean, Al's the same.
I don't know.
Day.
Let's ask him.
Nice. Oh,
where is he?
Yeah, bad city not to show up and do postgame in.
You want to listen to Gordon Hayward's postgame again? Hold on, let's listen to it again. There it is, Gordon Hayward's postgame.
What crawled up his ass?
Hold on, let's listen to his
postgame. What crawled up his ass?
Let's listen
this
to his postgame from game four. Let's listen to that one. There it is.
How do the Celtics allow this?
I don't know.
Like, you have PR people. Like, you see him leaving the locker room. Hey, Gordon Hayward. Get him in over here. Get him back here. I need to talk to him. Gordon, I know it's tough. I know you want to go see your family. I know we got a plane. Just trust me. Been around here a long time. Been working for the organization. Just say something. Make it quick and then go. Don't depart on these people. He's going to get crushed.
They owe him $64 million over the next 2 years. Woof. That's a lot of bad money on the books going forward the next 2 years.
It's a wolf with not even a capital W. Like, caller, a lowercase wolf.
Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a copy of Three Games to Glory and four passes to the Hall at Patriot Place, courtesy of the New England Patriots Pro Shop. The Pro Shop is open 7 days a week or online at PatriotsProShop.com. Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. I will say this. I don't think last night's game really changed anybody's opinion on anything related to the Celtics. Last night's game didn't really change much. We all pretty much have the same opinions we had a day ago. But we are still talking about it and picking our way through.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.